Welcome to the Friday, February the 14th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 23rd episode of the 2024-2025 school year. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Let's go ahead and jump right in. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Sandy Sheets at Maplewood Elementary School. Congratulations, Shandy. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. As we move through February, we are honored to continue our celebration of Black History Month, recognizing the profound impact and legacy of Black Americans who have shaped our nation through their innovation and their leadership. This past Monday evening, the school board recognized our JROTC rifle team's outstanding achievement in securing the state championship. They move on to the district competition, a tri-state competition coming up here in just a few weeks. These student athletes have demonstrated remarkable skill, discipline, and teamwork. Good luck to our JROTC rifle team as they continue to move forward. We also shared our appreciation for our school resource officers yesterday, acknowledging their vital role in creating safe and supportive learning environments. Well, speaking of this week's school board meeting, a lot of big things happened, a lot of decisions were made that we want to talk a little bit about on our podcast today, including our school board approving a very important recommendation regarding professional development that will have a big impact on our staff and our students beginning with the 2025-2026 school year. So I'm excited to welcome two of our experts in this area, Assistant Superintendent for Elementary Education, Dr. Heather Pierce, and Assistant Superintendent for Secondary Education, Dr. Elizabeth Walters. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
So this work didn't just happen overnight. Talk to us a little bit about the process that we went through to gain input from our stakeholders that brought us to the recommendation that we made just this past Monday.
I'll go ahead and start off because it's actually been a little over a year in the conversation. We began by really digging into the why, and I think the initial why was pouring into our staff and ensuring that we provide an opportunity for them to hone their craft, and the best gift that you can give is time. So looking at our data right away, we know that our current structure, our past structure for some time, has resulted in a lot of time out of the classroom for our staff. So we took a look at some of the specifics around that and then started the conversation about what we could do differently.
Yeah, I think, and I'm not going to have the exact numbers right here in front of me, like 793 teachers maybe last year with almost 1,800 days of professional development. 1,200 of those meant that those teachers were not in the classroom. And I mentioned on Monday at the board meeting, I've been very sensitive as I walked into the education center recently. Every single day, the boardroom has been full of teachers who are getting professional development, but that also means they're not in the classroom with their teachers.
Yep, that's our current structure. And looking at that for the past few years, knowing that if we pull teachers, we hope that that will be a value add in the long run. But we really wanted to answer the question, could we do it differently so that we could continue to have the value add and not be missing the instructional time?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's interesting when you talk to students about what a substitute teacher looks like, and you talk to staff about the limited time they have sometimes to work with their colleagues. This has been very well received by both students and staff that have heard it so far. We know that we sent a video out just this past Tuesday to our families and to our staff, getting feedback regarding that video and the message that we sent there. And then also, of course, we'll have some additional information linked to this announcement for our podcast today, our Parent Square message. So Dr. Pierce, talk to us about, even go back a little bit further. This really came out of our strategic plan and the work that stakeholders told us they wanted to see from our district with reconceptualizing teaching and learning.
So as we talked about reconceptualizing teaching and learning, one of the big needs is time for our staff to work collaboratively with one another at the elementary level with their grade level teams, but also cross grade level, time for vertical articulation, time for our specialists that are working with our students to collaborate with the classroom teachers. And this will really allow that time for them to work together to look at student data and specific student needs, also time to work at perfecting lessons. We'll be getting new curriculum this year, the reading and language arts curriculum for our K-6 students, and this will give us an opportunity to really take a deep dive into that curriculum and planning for that. We can also look at case studies of students and individualized student needs, and then ensure that we have quality implementation across all grade levels and in all classrooms in our elementary schools.
Yeah, so we heard from our constituents with our strategic plan that they wanted us to reconceptualize teaching and learning. We know in order to do that, and tie that into the Lilly Grant, where we know that we are looking for sustainable practices. And so this work that we're doing with the National Center on Education and the Economy through the National Institute of School Leadership, looking at the teaching for effective learning that's going to involve 840 of our teachers over the next 5 years. We know that our classrooms have to look different and our instructional practices have to look different and our outcomes have to look different. So how do we ensure that when we roll this out in 25-26, a two-hour delay every Monday that students are in session, how do we ensure that those Mondays are truly having the impact that we intend on our teachers' abilities to work together, to prepare together, to have that high-quality professional development that helps them to become even better than they already are?
One of the things we're going to do is have a very specific and very intentional schedule for those Mondays. So we will have time for grade levels to meet together. We'll also have time for content specialists to meet together, special area teachers to meet together, our Office of Special Services staff. Every staff member in every area will have some strategic professional development time, not only to learn together, but also to collaborate and provide peer coaching to one another and peer support to one another.
And we know those 2 hours are going to give us enough time that it's not just going to be building based, but we also can do some district level professional development by pulling all teachers of one content area together, or all teachers of a particular grade level together, or, you know, a specialized population of students that we're serving. That's going to happen as well, correct?
Absolutely. And being that it's an extended time, that 2 hour block will give us time to really be intentional in our meeting, but also time to really dig into the work.
Yeah. What about at the secondary level? I know it's going to look a little bit different maybe than the elementary. Anything that our secondary teachers need to be looking out for?
Yeah, that's what's been really fun in this, is to involve all of those stakeholders and what that could look like. But also, as Dr. Pierce said, the structure and the intentionality is one thing that came out of the committee work. We really heard from our teachers that we didn't want this to feel like extra time. So that intentionality is ensuring that what we were asking teachers to do before, during the school day, now exists in those 2 hours. So from a secondary standpoint, we're going to shift a lot of our department and content conversations and team meeting conversations that would have happened during the school day to that time. We'll also have an opportunity for building cabinet and building leaderships to meet. And then the whole school PLC, really collaborative time, as Dr. Pierce said, provides a lot of opportunity for teachers of different content areas, teachers of similar content areas, teachers that teach very two or three different preps throughout the day. We can get really creative and provide more of an opportunity for them to collaborate.
So in addition to the board approving our recommendation to go to late start Mondays, we're also adding 3 additional full days of professional development. We already have the one on election day, and so that one stays the same. It's a non-student attendance day, but we're adding full-day professional development days in September, in February, and in May. What will those look like?
So we'll start with 2 hours in the morning that will be district-wide curriculum time. And then we'll have 2 hours in the midday where it's school-based, and so we can do any type of whole school professional development, cross teamwork during that time, vertical articulation. And then the last 2 hours of the day will be very individualized. We'll have district and building-based work for staff, but on an individualized basis.
And one of some of the feedback we received is, did we just take 3 days of learning away from our students? In fact, we didn't, and it's one of the things people are asking a little bit about. So we know for sure that September day is going to be an asynchronous day for our students. We're allowed up to 3 asynchronous days by the Department of Education. So that first day in September, definitely asynchronous. We know that November is a non-student attendance day. The day in February is really going to depend on what kind of weather we have between November and February on whether that's an asynchronous day, or if we have to go with a synchronous day because we've already utilized all of our days, then we would have a half day of teachers working with students synchronously on their e-learning, and then the other half day would be professional development. Then, of course, May is that same consideration. So some unknowns there. It could be 3 asynchronous days for our students with those 3 additional days. Maybe it'll be a blend. We'll just have to see what kind of weather we have over the winter and how those decisions will be made. We also know that some of our families are a little worried about that late start Monday, and especially with our youngest of learners, our elementary students. What might our parents be able to expect as we are thinking about helping some of those families that may not just be able to make that shift in those arrangements for their students before school?
We are working with the YMCA to have some availability on Monday mornings. We will not likely have that at every location, but we will have enough interest to have some centralized locations where families will be able to take students, and then we will be able to provide bus transportation from those sites to each of the schools.
There's also some considerations for programs that we host here. We are the LEA, or we are the host for districts or programs that include other schools. So what's that going to look like for instance, Area 31, where we have 11 other school districts feeding into our Area 31 program? Taking away that Monday, every Monday for those half-day students is going to be pretty tough.
That was a consideration certainly from the committee with some of our sending programs, and Area 31 is a great example. They have professional development that's built in already in their scheduling, and so we did have to consider some of those differently. I know our preschool also is really set in before school care, so we really looked at that flexibility to ensure that we were being intentional for all of the umbrella of services in MSD Wayne.
Any other considerations, any other things that came out of the committee or from our recommendation on Monday that we need to share today? I know there's going to be a lot of information still coming out as things continue to be worked on, but anything left for today's podcast?
I will just say I know our focus was reconceptualizing teaching and learning, but in Wayne, we don't do good, we do great. And so what I want to value in the committee too, we did have that focus on the teaching and learning side specific to our instructional staff, but these 2 hours are also a value add for the rest of our staff. We considered child nutrition, custodial, district social workers, our clerical staff. So we're continuing to build out what that time could do as a value add as well. So we're excited for all
yeah,
staff.
I talked to Dr. Harvey yesterday. He's got a full schedule for his IT department, and so some really great things happening there.
Yep.
One of the other things that it may or may not, it was not necessarily at the focus of this, but I think certainly is an outcome that also ties back in our strategic plan, is the recruiting and retaining great staff. By being able to feed into our staff and being able to continue the ongoing professional development at a time where individuals are their freshest, right? First thing in the morning when we're still fresh, it's not the end of the day or the evening when we've just given our all to our students and to our colleagues, but actually first thing in the morning when we're most attentive and most creative and all of those things that can happen, I think is going to lead to a happier workforce, right? A happier staff, hopefully able to retain the staff we have and recruit additional staff when they start hearing about what we're doing with professional development.
Absolutely. One of the metrics that we're looking at. I'm excited now that the board has approved that. I had shared that with some close friends that said it was in consideration and shared that was approved yesterday. And I'll tell you, there's usually is jealousy around about Wayne, and there's certainly jealousy that's existing now with the way we're moving.
Well, our guests today have been Dr. Heather Pierce and Dr. Elizabeth Walters. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, good luck to our boys' Ben Davis basketball team in tonight's home game against the Lawrence North Wildcats. The team will also play at Lawrence Central on Saturday. And good luck to Ben Davis wrestler Jeremiah Finch, who will be participating at the semi-state tournament this weekend. Don't forget Giant Spectacular is tomorrow at Ben Davis High School. What a great opportunity to see some amazing performers right here at Ben Davis High School. And it's a 3-day weekend. No school on Monday, February the 19th, in celebration of President's Day. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in to our next episode for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great holiday weekend.